From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Australians vote in a federal election on Saturday. While climate change, immigration, and education are key issues, it's the economy that's likely to decide who wins. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian political leaders have put economic security at the heart of their election campaigns. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told voters the country needs the stability his centre-right coalition government can provide. But the opposition Labour leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister is a weak leader, just like his besieged British counterpart. Australia's main political leaders must convince voters they have the safe hands the economy needs. Voting in Australia is compulsory, so turnout will be high, and so are the stakes. As a resources boom that insulated the nation from the worst of the global financial crisis continues to fade, voters are demanding that the next government charts a responsible path to prosperity. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Tens of thousands of protesters filled the streets of Hong Kong Friday as the city marked the 19th anniversary of its handover from Britain to China. While government officials and nearly 1,000 Hong Kong residents attended a flag-raising ceremony on Friday morning, much larger crowds gathered for the protest march. Many residents oppose the oversight by the Chinese government and believe Hong Kong's chief executive, Leon Chongying, is beholden to Beijing. The protesters seek to prevent Leung from getting a second term of office and demonstrate their anger over the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy. Meanwhile, at the government-backed flag-raising ceremony, Chief Executive Leung said that they will continue to implement the policy of one country, two systems. This is VOA. At least six people were killed and two injured when gunmen opened fire on two buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in the impoverished region of northeast Kenya have been carried out by Al-Shabaab, the Islamic militant group based in neighboring Somalia, just one day earlier. At least 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion engulfing a passenger bus in Somalia. Export-dependent countries in Asia are growing increasingly concerned that the growing populist anger in the U.S. and Europe against perceived unfair trade policies could lead to a global economic slowdown.
Rising protectionism could throw sand in the wheels of the global trading system and sort of start to gum it up.
That's Frederick Newman, Managing Director of the HSBC Bank's Asian Economies Research Center in Hong Kong. Voter frustration with job losses in industrialized countries due to globalization and free trade policies have been prominent issues in both the recent Brexit vote in Britain to leave the EU and the U.S. presidential election. The major East Asian economies reacted with short-term economic stabilizing measures to the market volatility ignited by the Brexit vote. South Korea ordered increased government spending, China adjusted the value of its currency, and Tokyo said it's considering similar measures if the value of the Japanese yen continues to rise. A Hindu priest was hacked to death in Bangladesh Thursday, the most recent in a string of killings by Islamist militants. Though no group has claimed responsibility, the attack bears the hallmarks of Islamist militants who've targeted and killed over 40 Hindu priests, religious minorities, and liberal activists over the past few months. This is the third Hindu temple worker to be killed in Bangladesh in this month. The government of Bangladesh launched a sweeping campaign to counter these attacks 2 weeks earlier, arresting nearly 5,000 suspected militants. Human rights groups have condemned the mass arrests. Last week, a leading Islamic group in Bangladesh issued a fatwa, or religious decree, condemning terrorism and militancy, including violent attacks on non-Muslims. Over 100,000 Islamic scholars signed the decree. The U.S. State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report, the TIP, shows that improvements have been made in Thailand. The country moved up out of the group of most serious offenders, though the report indicates that there is still room for improvement. By 2016, the 2016 TIP report has downgraded Myanmar, also known as Burma, as a source country for men, women, and children subjected to forced labor for women and children subjected to sex trafficking in both Burma and abroad. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.